This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, out of all the things that we do as a society to reduce our impact on the planet, recycling is probably one that we're all encouraged to do, and by and large, we do quite willingly. By reducing the amount of residual waste we produce and increasing the percentage of our waste that we recycle, we reduce our greenhouse gas emissions and, particularly for materials like aluminium, reduce the huge environmental impact of producing the raw materials by ensuring a supply of recycled material instead. In addition, recycling is usually cheaper for councils than landfilling or incineration, and so it helps keep our council taxes down as well. North Harts District Council have recently amended their household waste and recycling collection regime with some bold changes. Gone are recycling boxes for paper, replaced by a new blue-lidded wheelie bin. Gone are twice-weekly purple-lidded bin residual waste collections. Instead, wheelie bins of residual waste paper and mixed recycling are all now collected on a three-weekly rotation. And Gone is taking plastic bags to the supermarket for recycling. These will now be incorporated into curbside recycling, something that will apparently be compulsory for all councils from 2027. Now, I was interested to find out more about how decisions had been come to about these changes, the trials that had preceded the collection of plastic bags, and how the new regime was working out. So I spoke to Councillor Amy Allen, Executive Member for the Environment for North Harts District Council, and Louise Overington, Shared Service Development and Support Manager for Waste for North Harts and East Harts District Councils. And I started by asking Councillor Allen why North Harts District Council had made the bin regime changes now.
So we're making these changes because it was time to change up our contract and we needed to modernise our service. We took into account that a lot of changes have happened regarding how people manage their recycling and how much recycling they have. One of the things that came out of the consultations back we did in 22 was that people had... they wanted more room for recycling, basically. There was a lot of side recycling happening. We noted that there was less and less going in the residual waste, and we had more and more opportunities to transfer things that were originally destined for a residual waste bin over to the recycling. And then government legislation came along and said we had to separate fibre from our mixed recycling. And so with all of that, it was a great opportunity to change up how people separate and have their recycling and how often and the way in which we then collected it. So gives more space for recycling and it keeps our costs under control and it helps us hit the environmental targets that residents and the government expect us to deliver.
Okay. And did you take any feedback when thinking about the changes that you were going to make?
So regularity, the first ideas put out there for the waste collection service was that there was going to be a break in how often the bins were collected. So some residents wouldn't actually have anything collected during 1 week. And that came back. They would actually prefer it if it was four weekly from some people rather than three weekly. And we knew that was not going to be sustainable for many families. And then, of course, with the simpler recycling stuff that came out and legislation regarding fibre, that brought changes too. And that's how we've ended up with our 333. But again, one of the things that came out a lot was we could probably cope with the purple bin. It's just the recycling. And the box was causing people to have boxes of soggy paper and they had to carry it around and they did get easily broken. And so it just came to a point of where we clearly needed more space, which is where the blue-lidded bin came in. And then, of course, it separates it from the mixed recycling, which is probably the most used bin everywhere, as far as I can tell, and as far as our data shows as well. So having more room in that recycling, because the cardboard's coming out, which has made room for the soft plastics that are now going in, which used to be residual waste. It just means it's just more spread out. It's a lot easier. It's a lot easier for people to wheel a bin round than carry a plastic tub.
Yes, indeed, I imagine it would be. Now, you've said that some people seem quite happy for their residual waste bin to be collected every 4 weeks, but I can imagine there's going to be some people who will be like, what, you need me to get 3 weeks' worth of residual waste into one bin? Are you sure that there's going to be enough space for everything?
Yeah, that's why we didn't go to 4 weeks. We had some people come back and said they'd rather it was four weekly because they could manage it easier on their calendar. And we said, as much as that sounds like a really positive thing, that's just not going to happen. It's definitely not a sustainable option. So no, it's every 3 weeks, because then it means under our current system, it means there's a wheelie bin going out every week with your food caddy. And that seems to be the simplest option. That, like I said, that was off the back of there originally being only the residual waste going 3 weekly. And the recycling staying the same, which meant sometimes people would have a gap. And then, of course, changes came along, which then brought us the opportunity to be more innovative and then having this option of still having a wheelie bin collected every week and far more space for recycling.
Residual waste bin, really not a problem. But on the other hand, there will be people who will struggle with a 3 weekly residual waste collection. Do you have anything to help them?
Basically, with regards to 3 weekly on the purple bin, specifically the residual waste, I completely understand that people might have been concerned about their bins being full by the end of the 3 weeks and or how full and full of what exactly. Bin space is something that people worry about. In my house, we're a family of five. For 18 months, we were actually a family of six. We also have additional needs and disabilities in the household. It means we inevitably generate more waste than maybe a family of our size. But even with that in place, our bin has never been full on bin day while it's been under the 2 weekly process, because we've been taking the soft plastics to the supermarket. Right now, purple bin is going to be collected on Saturday, and that will be at the froze of its first 3 weeks. It's half full, and that is only just a little bit more full than usual because we've been doing some sorting out, and there's some things that we've had that is just a case of this is now only fit for the purple bin. And I'm really proud of that we're managing that. Now, we're the sort of family that you would actually expect to be really struggling with something like this. Family five, disabilities, mid-terrace house. We are fine. We're going to be fine. We'll have space for the neighbours if they need it, but it looks like they aren't going to be needing it either, because the removal of plastics has made such a significant amount of room in that bin. If we didn't have the additional disability that we're having to deal with in our household, we'll probably be able to put our bin out once every 6 weeks. With that in mind, we know that larger families or families with disabilities do have these needs, and they might not be in the same position as us with the way that we've managed things, or they may have further needs that generate the kind of waste, but more of it. So if even after you have separated your food waste from your bin, your recycling from your bin, and your garden waste has its own subscription, etc., if you've done all of that and you are still filling up that purple bin beyond its capacity every 3 weeks, there are three separate ways in which you are likely eligible, and you will probably fit into one of these three brackets, which is the number of people in your household, whether there's two or more children under three in nappies, or anyone that's not a baby who uses any kind of incontinence products like that for a medical reason and needs those, and that's what's filling up your bin. So there is something. Even after you've separated everything, if you are struggling with it, you are likely to fit into one of these categories. And that's where that more bespoke niche setup will come in, and you can get assessed by our officers. This is very much a service based on need as opposed to want.
That's good to hear, because there will be people who will struggle in some circumstances. Now, one of the changes that I think lots of people will really like is the fact that they can put plastic bags into their mixed recycling collection in North Hart. Plastic bags are, you know, they're quite bulky, quite a big annoying part of your waste. Louise, can you tell us a little bit about that?
So yes, we have introduced the plastic recycling, so your bread bags, carrier bags, for all of our residents from the 4th of August. But that was actually the second step. We'd started a trial with the FPF Flex Collect project, which enabled us to be part of a flexible plastic recycling trial. And we started that in November 2023. And we invited 2,000 residents in Nebworth to trial their recycling with us. And that meant that we were able to be part of a wider trial, but also that we were able to gather information on what types of plastics people were recycling, how much we could potentially expect, and what that might look like for our overall composition. So as part of that trial, we then expanded to a further 8,000 homes, and that included some in our other district, East Harts, which again gave us a lot of information and obviously helped us understand the processing of that material, how that material can then be gathered together, and then the onward journey of that material. So we were then able to introduce that to all of our residents. And quite rightly, as you mentioned, Amanda, it is something that they welcome because they can see the volume of it. Despite it being a lightweight material, it does have volume. And that means we're taking volume from our purple lid bins and moving it to our recycling bins, which sort of circles back to your previous question about space in that purple lid bin as well. And it just means that we're able to give residents a greater opportunity to recycle from home.
And how about what happens to the plastic bags after they're collected? How do you make sure that they are recycled and aren't landfilled or incinerated or worse?
So as part of the project I mentioned, the end destinations is part of that whole project looking at that. So we've been able to use some of that experience to apply. Our recycling gets sent to a materials recovery facility in St Albans. And as part of our contract with them, they are going to look at the onward journey for that material as well for us. And they joined us in the trial as well. So they're familiar with the sorting and processing of this type of plastic.
Well, that sounds great that you've got that covered as well. And can you just help us with exactly what plastic bags covers? Does it include things like cling film or does it include things like crisp packets?
Yeah, so we call it plastic bags and wrappings, but it does include your crisp packets, pet food pouches, bubble wrap, cling film, bread bags, cereal bags, any sort of soft and scrunchable plastic, sweet wrappers as well. So for some residents, they might have been collecting this material already and transporting it to their local supermarket as part of their shopping trips, but it just means that it's now a convenient collectible at the curbside.
Now, another thing that people seem very interested in having recycled is Tetra Paks. And I wondered whether there was any opportunity for recycling those in North Harts.
So we do recycle the Tetra Paks here in North Hertfordshire. So because the Tetra Pak is made up of a foil lining, cardboard outer, plastic lid, they do go in the mixed recycling. So not the cardboard and paper. We collect a significant amount of recycling in North Harts. We're very proud of the service that we're able to provide.
Amy, are you able to share with us what the recycling rates are for North Harts at the moment and what perhaps you think the percentage recycling rate you might be able to reach with these new changes?
So we are currently running at about 56% in North Harts, and we are aiming for 60 with this new service. And we're really hoping to be pushed up into the top 10 authorities regarding our recycling rates.
Okay. So Louise, I wonder if you would just give us a reminder as to some of the basics. For start, do we need to wash our recycling before popping it into the mixed recycling bin?
I would say giving something that's particularly soiled a rinse is a good thing, not only for the people that sort that waste for you, but also for your bins. Just a little rinse in some grey dishwater. We're not expecting people to present us with pristine, clean recycling because we know that's not practical.
That's great. And that sounds like good news for the rivers as well. And how about that thing that we're not quite sure about? Do we still pop it in just in case it can be recycled, or do we leave it out? Amy, would you like to take that?
So I would never advocate for wish cycling. However, on the website NHDC, what goes in what bin, it will bring you up the option of a household curbside collection or a flats curbside collection. And then listed underneath, you will find anything and everything that you can possibly think of that would be going in your bin or needing to go to a recycling centre. It will tell you which bin it needs to go in. It'll also give you suggestions and ideas of where it could maybe go instead. To particular collection points of recycling centres and places where it can be maybe repurposed or reused instead as well. So we're quite proud of having that information on there because we're always encouraging a more sustainable element to our waste, not just where it can be got rid of.
Marvellous. And how about people in flats? Often slightly harder for waste management and recycling. Are there any changes there? Anything to help increase the recycling rates from flats?
We've always really hard to provide a right volume kind of service for a collective group of households, let's say. And one of the elements of that is asking that people separate everything out and then put it in the correct ones. Or how often it's collected. It's getting changed. But what is changing is what goes in what bin, just like we've been talking about. So the soft plastic is now going to mixed recycling. There's now specific cardboard paper bins.
Indeed. Now, as you say, this new regime did start a few weeks ago. So, you know, you'll have had the opportunity just to assess whether there's a lot of people phoning in with problems or what the general level of reaction is amongst the residents. I just wondered whether you'd had any feedback.
Yeah, we've had some emails. There's been some route optimization. There's been some changes with the crews. Lots of collection points need a little bit of local knowledge, and with some crew change around has meant that some of that knowledge has been lost. It'll get picked up again. It doesn't take long. And the extra staff that we've drafted in to take the phone calls, to deal with those that are coming in during this period, they're working flat out. They're doing really, really well with that. I'm incredibly proud that our successful collection statistic since the beginning of the contract is currently running at 98.7%. It's dropped from 99.9. Thing gets missed. People are sad about it. It's quite understandable that they're gonna call up and complain about it, which we would expect. Also, when people call up and complain or email in and complain or anything like that, it means we can pinpoint where the issues are. So it's actually really helpful that people do let us know. But ideally, in writing means or via report or thing or that we have on the council website, because then we can look at everything really well and then track everything.
It's great that you're trying new things, aiming for greater recycling rates, hopefully working out these glitches as they arrive. And I hope that everything gets smoothed out nice and soon and that you're able to reach those higher recycling rates that you're aiming for. Louise, Amy, thank you so much for joining me and telling me about that today.
I was talking there to Councillor Amy Allen, Executive Member for the Environment for North Harts District Council, and Louise Overington, Shared Service Development and Support Manager for Waste for North Harts and East Harts District Councils. Has to be said, I'm rather jealous of the fact that North Harts residents can recycle Tetra Paks and plastic bags in their curbside collections. But how about you? What would your recycling ask be? Do let me know. You can get in touch via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on X and on Facebook. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.